Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Well, as part of this new Faith Foundations feature, we are going to take a look at some of the questions that are common for Christians, whether they're new or they've been in the faith for a while. And Mike, I tell you, one of these that I know that at times I've struggled with and I've heard people ask me about is, how do we discern God's will? How would you answer that question?
It's an important question. You're right. It's a common question. It's one we all ask. And with a lot of things, step one is just defining our terms. So whether you're asking it or you're being asked this question by someone else, you can say, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by God's will? Because we use that word to describe several aspects of this concept. For one, there would be what we would call God's sovereign will, that which God will do according to his desires, and nothing can thwart that. Like sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins was a part of God's sovereign will. There's also something that we would call God's moral will, that which he wants his creatures to do, human beings. So morality, that we should not lie and that we should love. And typically, though, when people are asking, when we're thinking about ourselves, we're not really thinking about that. We're not trying to know what is God's sovereign will. Some of it is revealed to us. Some of it, of course, isn't. And we're just awaiting that. The moral will, well, it's in the Bible. And so when we say, how do I discern God's will? I don't think people are asking. I really don't understand what this teaching on lust is about in the Bible. What people are asking is relating to something we might call personal will. Like, what does God want me to do with my life? Should I take this job? Should I marry this person? And I think the starting place to thinking through that element of faithfulness, how do I steward my life well? How do I honor God well in all that I do and all of my decisions, is to first reflect upon, am I obeying his moral will? Because I think it's kind of disingenuous to say, God, I want to make a good decision taking this job. But yeah. Let's not focus on the fact that I'm a greedy liar that does not love my neighbor. Yeah, I know that's in your word, but can we just put that aside for a second? Because I don't want to make a bad decision regarding this job. Now, that's kind of an extreme way to look at that, but I do think it's very helpful. And this is one of the ways I apply this to my life. Whenever I'm facing a decision, first thing I reflect upon is my own holiness. Am I pursuing the Lord faithfully and living as I should? Because at the end of the day, whether I'm loving my wife and my children as I should is more important than whether or not I make a good decision on this, that, or the other. There are some things that are of ultimate importance, and it doesn't say that these other things aren't important. But then upon that foundation, I think the Bible calls us to pursue wisdom. It's not as if God is this magic eight ball, if that silly old toy is still a relevant analogy today. It's not like we can just shake him in a sense and he just tells us to go left or go right kind of thing, take this job or not. God invites us to use what we know, to use our resources, to use our community, our friends, our church, to make good decisions. The Bible talks a ton about wisdom. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, it talks about having a renewed mind that we might discern, that we might know what God's will is. So God does not just give it to us on a silver platter, if you will. He invites us to live this life with him, make decisions by pursuing wisdom. And I think one of the best ways to do that is with other people. As it relates to this topic of God's will, I'm sure you've met somebody and probably even done it yourself to some degree. I know I have done it in my past. I'm facing a big decision and someone says, oh, so what are you going to do? And I'll say something like, well, I think it's God's will because I prayed and I have peace. And have you ever had that conversation with somebody where you're then on the other side of this and you go, I don't know what God you're praying to, because that is an obviously bad decision. Mm-hmm. There is no way that can be God's will for your life because it's awful. It even violates his moral will. And just because you have peace doesn't mean anything. You can have peace for a number of reasons, one of them just being ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. And so I think as it relates to how do I know what God wants me to do with my life, which really is the question, how do I steward well and live in obedience to God, seeking to honor him in all I do? I think a simple game plan for that, if you will, is to pursue holiness, seek a renewed mind through God's word, and to pursue good decision-making in the community of God's people. And last thing on this idea, often we approach the topic of God's will thinking that God's sole role is to keep me from suffering. And a lot of times I want to know what God's will is, because I don't want to make a bad mistake in this decision, and then I don't want to just suffer the consequences of that. And that's a really low view of God if that's how we're treating him, and it's not proper. Moreover, in 1 Peter, it talks about that it might be God's will for us to suffer, even when we do good. And so that's another part of this thing is, do we trust God enough with our decision-making to seek to honor him in all we do, even if in the course of this, God might allow us to suffer even when we do good, because it relates to his sovereign will and the plan that he's working in this world.